Welcome to On Time in Full, a podcast from Designed Conveyor Systems.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of On Time in Full. I'm your host for today, Gabrielle, and today we have the pleasure of having Robert Hosier, Principal of Solution Design at Designed Conveyor Systems, here with us today to discuss a pivotal topic, which is solution provider versus integrator. Robert brings a wealth of knowledge to our conversation on how the increasing automation knowledge among clients is reshaping their expectations. We'll go ahead and explore why single automation solutions often fall short, how apparent issues may indicate deeper problems, and why partnering with a solution provider is crucial in today's technological landscape. Robert will also be sharing insights on establishing a more impactful partnership with clients, moving beyond the trusted advisor label. Welcome, Robert.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Appreciate the opportunity to talk about today's topic. It's something that's very dear and dear to my heart.
All right, Robert. So could you just for our audience briefly introduce yourself as well as just give us a little bit of your background of your role at Designed Conveyor Systems?
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Yes, my name is Bob Hosier, and I appreciate this opportunity to discuss today's topic, solution partners versus integrators. You know, my role at DCS is the principal of solution design. In this role, I get to work with our sales team, helping customers solve problems, developing solutions, assessing their problems, and fully developing comprehensive solutions for their business priorities. You know, I've got a great experience in the market, first with operational backgrounds and then into solution consulting. It's a great role. I get the opportunity to talk to business leaders every day on their problems and challenges, and how can we help them? How do we help partner with them on building the right solution to give them long-term success?
Yeah, it's a super exciting position. And Bob, I wanted you to give us just an overview of today's topic as well. Solution partner versus integrator, what does it mean? Explain why it's relevant in the current industry landscape.
But it is relevant because there are really two types of business improvement companies, right? There are integrators, and I understand that the term integrator is a broad term, and it can mean a lot of different things to people. And of course, there's always the hybrid. But an integrator, their job is to install. They're not typically the one who builds the solution, but they're the ones that have to implement it. And with that, they have a lower level of risk, right? Someone else designed it, someone else built it to meet the requirements of the customer. And the integrator is there to just, install it and probably support it after the go live. A solution partner is like an architect, right? It's like someone who builds and designs the home or the building from scratch. They're there to develop the solution. They were there to meet with the client regularly and collaborate on the design. They're focused on the problems and they're assessing data and they're building a comprehensive, cohesive solution. A good solution partner brings a wealth of knowledge to the table, right? They have subject matter expertise in all different levels of automation and technology that are out there. And they provide education to the client on which is the better solution for them and why. And that's where the collaboration and the partnership starts. And as the design evolves from design into implementation, a solution partner builds the relationship across all different types of people within the companies. It's a test of time, and that's what makes everyone successful.
Yeah, and let's talk, role definitions.
Yeah, an integrator typically procures the solution, right? Someone else developed how many feet of conveyor, how many racks, how many pieces of automation based on the set of requirements. And the integrator then takes that and typically procures the components for the client and installs it. And some of them train and test. Some of them do not. Some of them turn them back over to the client. At the end of the day, there's, again, to my point, limited accountability for an integrator, right? They're not the person who built it, right? They may have knowledge of the parameters that they're trying to solve to be used in testing prior to go live, but they don't have all the skin in the game, if you will, to use a coined phrase. A solution partner is the designer. They start from square one. They work with the client on really understanding the problem. So often we talk about this, the problem that they're trying to solve may have upstream or downstream influences in the overall solution. So you look at the overall business and assess not just the problem that they're presenting to you, but what are some of the contributors and some of the results that come out of that specific area or problem that they're trying to resolve. You know, the solution partner in many cases finds integrators to install, right? We're not a construction company that goes in and builds it. We will find an integrator to implement our solution. But all the while, DCS is accountable to the client for the overall solution, the implementation, the testing, the training, go live, and then on to technical support after the go live. So it is a one-stop shop.
And how has the knowledge base of clients regarding automation technologies increased in recent years?
Well, it's significantly increased, right? With marketing and online tools, clients and engineering teams that work for clients are very knowledgeable. They're reading feverishly about what's the latest and greatest, trying to get that market edge to be more profitable for their company and for their customers, right? The trade shows, I've been going to a lot of trade shows over the last 10, 15 years, and the attendance has increased dramatically as clients come to learn about how to solve their problems. And that's, we encourage that, right? Our job as a solution provider is to partner with them, right? It is someone that, you know, they may come to the table with a preconceived set of ideas, right? I saw this robot at the show and it really looked like it could help us. Our job and what we really do well is to say, yes, that robot is an alternative, but there are other alternatives as well. And let's focus on the right solution, not just a solution.
Absolutely. Well, what are some of the common misconceptions that you're seeing time and time again with clients, especially regarding just quick fixes in automation? What are you seeing?
It's funny you mentioned that. We commonly hear that automation is plug and play, right? Or it's user configurable, or, you know, it's a black box, right? No big deal. We're just going to drop it on your warehouse floor and plug it in. Obviously, the devil's in the details, right? And that's where a solution partner differs from an integrator. And then a solution partner has fully gone through the vetting process. They fully have designed the solution with the end customer in mind. In many cases, through a lot of workshops and collaboration efforts between the two groups, right? And when the solution does arrive on site, there's ownership. There's shared ownership. There's shared responsibilities. And the solution is implemented correctly because it started from the original design versus just, you know, we're not buying refrigerators anymore where people just bring a refrigerator home, plug it into the wall and set the temperature and walk away, right? These are complex solutions that need to be integrated into clients' systems. They need to be thoroughly tested. They need to be flexible. They need to have capacity. So there's a lot goes into today's automation solutions versus what you may hear about, well, you just bring it home and plug it in.
And can you explain how the obvious burning platform might be a symptom of broader issues?
Yeah. The term burning platform means what's the highest priority or what's the biggest challenge that you're facing, right? What's the one thing you're trying to get out of it? In today's world, we rarely find a single problem. We usually find that there is a symptom that we're trying to address, but there are other contributors beneath the surface that are causing the problem. It's not as easy as just cutting it out and putting something new in, right? There's an upstream and downstream viewpoint needed to really focus in on the full solution from front door to back door, rather than just, hey, I want to automate this one little process because it's high labor content. Well, great. We can automate that. But if we don't set up the inbound correctly, or we don't set up the outbound correctly, that asset or that piece of automation could become underutilized and not provide the solution that they're looking for.
Well, let's talk a little bit about case studies. I mean, are there any that you can share, maybe examples where a deeper analysis maybe led to better solutions in the long run?
Yeah, there are always opportunities when you're getting into solutioning to analyze data, right? The data makes the difference on the solution. So often we hear, well, I'll give you an overview of what our data is. And, you know, I've already gone through it, and here's what you need to focus on. We typically ask for the data anyway, so we can go back through and understand the ebbs and flows within the year, right? Is there seasonality? Is there peak times? Is there downtimes? What level of flexibility do you want to be? How long do you want the design to last for? You know, in today's world, we're designing solutions for 5, 7, 10 years out to be flexible enough to handle the additional volumes as businesses project their growth. But more often than not, we're working with a client that wants to retrofit or change a piece of automation or a solution within their building, right? And it seems easy, right? We're just going to cut this out and put this in. It's not that easy. It really is where the deeper dives go, is to look at the volumes and the flows and how the units and materials work from door to door. That really sets the example apart. I mean, a recent example, client called and said, hey, I got to pick faster. I want to get more throughput, right? I've got to meet some demands and so help me be faster. Well, it's not that easy, right? There's a lot that goes into becoming faster. Is the front end bringing inventory to the picking engine sized correctly? Is the outbound loading dock sized correctly to get it into the truck? You typically see that when you're doing retrofits, where people are replacing aged equipment or looking for the next best thing, where we have to do a better job of analyzing the data and the business case to be able to have a successful solution.
Well, how important is a thorough assessment, but also customization when it comes to solution design?
That's a great question. Assessing the business, assessing not only just the business parameters, but also the staffing and solutions of labor is key in building a solution, right? You want to make sure that it can be managed and run. It's like buying a new car and never figuring out that you don't know how to drive stick shift, if that's the car you're buying. So you really need to assess, the problems. Because so often, as said before, the problem is never always just the problem. There are other things that go into the problem that need to be addressed. Customization is really, key, because not everyone has the same needs or requirements to solve for. We like to call it configuration, not as much as customization. Configuration is really configuring a solution, piece of automation, a robot, could be a system, configuring that to meet the business requirements that allow the operators to improve and ultimately make the company more successful.
Absolutely. And, why does having a solution partner make more sense in today's environment with all of these emerging technologies?
Well, because you can't be smart on everything, right? And as a client or a customer looking for a solution, you may have seen something that the next great solution that's out on the market due to marketing. Today's technologies are not simple technologies. They all have behind the scenes integration requirements to tie into the system, right? A solution provider understands that. They have the staff, the expertise within the staff to understand how that piece of equipment will operate and what makes sense for their business. So often we provide at DCS, we provide automation alternatives, right? The pros and cons of each of the automation concepts that come to mind when we're trying to solve a solution. It's no longer just a single put a piece of conveyor down or throw up a rack to hold a pallet of merchandise. These are complex solutions that need to be fully integrated across the business.
And lastly, how can solution providers move beyond that label of trusted advisor to establish maybe a more impactful partnership?
Well, the term trusted advisor has been around for a while, and it's often misused. But the simple fact that a trusted advisor back in the day was someone that worked with the client to build trust, obviously the word trust. But the term advisor has gone to the wayside, right? We're no longer advising clients, we're solutioning. And there's a key difference there. Advising means you're recommending or giving guidance. Solutioning means You're diving in with both hands and solving the complex problems. You're analyzing the data. You are developing alternatives to the solutions. You're not just advising them at a higher level. And so in today's world, while we all want to earn the client's trust, I mean, that's paramount. It's better to find someone that builds strategic solutions for you as a client. You need flexibility. You need to be able to expand. You need to be able to have configuration capabilities for next year, for things that you don't even know exist today in your problem statement. You need to have someone that really understands your challenges, that gets to know you as in a relationship, as it should be with, you know, the ebbs and flows of your business and what you're trying to solve. It's key to the future of success. We all want to have, you know, someone that comes in and looks out for us. And that's really what we try to do at DCS. We are focused on doing what's right and creating meaningful relationships, partnerships, if you will, with our customers to get them through their journey to future success. We're maniacal about making sure that there is carry on beyond the solution, right, for the next project and for the next piece of automation that comes down the road.
Absolutely. And that wraps up the conversation for today. So thank you, Bob, for joining us on today's episode to discuss how the increasing automation knowledge among clients is reshaping their expectations. It was a pleasure to have you on the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you.
Of course. And as always, if you want to learn more, please visit designconveyor.com and look for this podcast wherever it is you get your podcasts at. I've been your host, Gabrielle. Thanks for tuning in.